this episode, we're talking to a band that's only been together a year. But in that short amount of time, they've already established themselves as a powerhouse of groove in the Montreal community. Their music is a smooth combination of rock, soul, and blues that's sure to get you buzzing with energy. You're watching The Vocalist Magazine presents The Holds.
I started playing music from a young age. I was fortunate to inherit a musical collection from my mom, a vinyl collection with James Brown, the Rolling Stones, Wilson Pickett, things like this. So all of these things sort of played a big part in influencing me to want to play music. And as the years went by, I got more and more into it and never looked back.
You guys were kind of a different band before, so tell me how it started.
I was recording with a friend of mine, Ben Pomme, and we were writing songs together, and he was studying recording engineering, and he introduced me to Justin Wiley, who's our drummer, and we started playing in clubs, doing covers, and along the way, we rehearsed like with different musicians. And eventually we found the members of this band over the years.
I know, Alex, you're the newest member of the group, so how did you get involved?
I randomly moved in a neighborhood called NDG, and I just found an apartment on Kijiji. And anyways, Eric lives upstairs. And we just just ended up like talking to each other when we crossed each other, and he invited me to a jam or a show that he had with another band, and I just went, and I joined him on stage that night, and it was great, so they invited me to jam with The Holds.
Well, we kept you on all night, too, because it's pretty killer,
true.
You know?
Yeah, so. That's true.
Yeah, you dropped it down, right?
I just brought it to the line.
So what we're going to try to do is, like, because it's a big resonant space, try to get, like, close sounds, like, close miking everything, and that way, for your sound guy, we can make it sound as good as possible. It's sometimes a long process.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun.
When we first started playing music with our keyboard player, Alex Lobel, we started writing songs together. The creative energy just started sort of sizzling for some reason.
I've been playing with Ryan for a long time now, and having keys in there, just like, it was like hearing the music like I'd never heard it before. So it's, we have a good chemistry together. I think we just try to have as much fun as we can, and I think that translates well to being on stage. And
that's when we decided to focus on original music and sort of take it from there. Push on through. Sometimes we get knocked down, babe. This ain't nothing
new. Said it just got to call me. The Holds, is there a story behind the name, or does it mean anything?
Well, we were changing our name. We had another project previously. And, you know, when you're picking a name for a band, it's always a tricky process because it seems like every single thing is taken. We like that name because, you know, it functioned on a lot of levels. In music, a hold is a pause or a bit where the music is held back to generate tension.
Okay.
And, you know, we figured, you know, since, you know, we were playing music with a lot of syncopation, a lot of funk and that sort of thing, you know, that it was a fitting name for the band. Nothing here. I think one of the interesting things too is when we were doing covers, there was a lot of us within those covers. You know, we brought a lot of our own influences. There was a lot of improvisation. when we're playing our original material, I think we're drawing heavily on our influences as well. We want to, you know, have respect for the genre, for the people who have come before us. So the transition from playing covers to our material isn't as drastic as, you know, you would imagine, I think, in some ways.
And in a way, we're kind of in the same realm of things still, like in the soul, rock, bluesy kind of,
yeah.
So we're still kind of like transitioning the same territory.
A big thing for us is we try and get people moving and try and get people dancing, and really connecting with the audience is something you take seriously. Not too seriously, but we try and communicate with them and talk to them, and sort of it's like a give and take relationship.
Yeah.
nothing then. Okay, yeah, so we have a little response.
Hey man, how's it going?
Yo!
How does songwriting work? Do you all kind of pitch in, or is there?
We definitely all put in our parts. A lot of the earlier stuff, I would come in with an idea, and then either way, it gets developed in the jam room.
Ryan's got, he comes in with a couple cool ideas, and we'll take those ideas and work them as a band and bounce some ideas off each other and kind of let the songs evolve a little organically too and see how they feel. And we kind of let the songs develop over a couple of weeks, so we'll try it out. We always try to record while we're rehearsing too, so we can listen back objectively to the music and remove yourself a little bit and kind of think.
I think the interesting thing though is you can sort of generally describe the process, but it's very interesting. Like Ryan always says, you know, some songs, you know, one jam and you have the song. You know, it's a matter of minutes and the song comes together. Other ones, you know, it's more of a process where it evolves over time, and certain songs undergo a lot more changes than others.
I'm trying to write a lot in the style of like 1960s R&B. So it talks a lot about romance and things like that, but in a modern way where it could sort of be applied to today, you know?
Cool.
It's not an easy thing to do. The most memorable performance had to be our launch for this latest EP, our first debut EP that we released at the end of January.
What made it special?
A lot of friends and family showed up. Everyone was super supportive. As a matter of fact, a lot of people hadn't heard us before, but they came because there was a lot of buzz around town that we were playing and that the show was going on. So we were kind of surprised to see a lot of people there that we didn't know, who didn't know us, but by the middle of the set, everyone was sort of dancing and getting into it.
Because, I mean, putting together an album is so much work that goes into it. I mean, I guess most people don't realize how much stuff goes into making a record. We started, was it a year ago that we went into the studio for the
first? Yeah, it was a year ago, yeah, yesterday, that we were laying down the first tracks.
We started laying down the first tracks and everything, so it's really like a baby, you know? So when it's out there and you can, like, officially release it and it's, like, a thing, that it's, you know, it's a thing. So it's cool. It was really, like, we were really, really happy with it.
So ultimately you were satisfied, I guess?
Yeah, we were super happy about it. It was a good representation of how we sound live, so you can't ask for more when you're recording a rock record.
I think if we weren't playing music, we'd all be hanging out. And we try to bring that to every jam, every show.
I mean, I think that's one of the comments we get often, you know, like when we play, you know, it just seems like we're having fun on stage, and we are. We joke around a lot, you know, when we're hanging out and at jams, and I think the dynamic is the same on the stage, and I think that's an important thing. And, you know, if you can offer that, you know, it sort of draws the audience in, hopefully, anyways.
Yeah.
This wasn't in the
fridge.
No, they had no IPA left, so, like, what was it in the fridge? No, but in the they only
so
had
your
like.
Your statement has nothing to do with.
No, but it was like Black Label or like whatever other shit they had. So, like,
because we're pretty much like always like hanging out together. Like we jam or we play or we grab some beers, or we all live like in this, pretty much all live in the same neighborhood, and we're so I think like it. You can feel it like through the music that we just like, you know, we're friends and we get along so.
nights gone, the days too. Hard to tell anymore what's true. All that's left is the road and this here drive. Sky is red, found a place I can lay my head, waiting on the night to bring it down. I don't know, time has passed, do it quick, make it fast, met you on the dark side of town. Wherever you need, oh my dear, wherever you want, it's all me.
Are you guys working on anything in particular right now?
Yes, so we're actually we're working on a new record, a full length. We have half of it done so far. We're just in the writing process, so we're pooling all our ideas together and we're trying to create as much as possible.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is this record going to be any different from the EP?
Well, it'll be a full-length album, and yeah, the sound has sort of evolved. There's a lot more heavy blues on this record,
cool,
as well as a lot of songs that are really kind of up-tempo, make you move. Oh man, it's not my, it's not my game.
The never-ending game.
It's not my game today. All right.
You haven't even been together a year yet. And already an EP, music videos, and shows, and now potentially a tour.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like things are moving really fast?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's all very calculated, and I think that we get inspired by some of the momentum that we've been getting, so it just encourages us to push further and further to get more coverage of the music and play more shows?
We just released recently and things are moving, but from the perspective of someone playing, you know, we've all on our own played for so long with different projects and that sort of thing. So in some ways, you know, with this project, it's really taking off quickly, but at the same time, you know, I've been playing a long time, everyone has been playing a long time, so it doesn't seem like it's overly quickly.
What are some of the challenges that you have encountered?
Just, for example, getting everyone together, finding time. We all have our own lives, so just, you know, practicing is one thing. Just organizing jams, shows, like doing like a small interview here or there, like it's always something, you know. Everyone has a routine and it's hard to line everything up.
I think most bands go through this, which is just like the motivation to keep the momentum going, you know, like when things say like don't turn out the way you expect. But you always have the problem with bands where you kind of fall into some, you know, like where nothing's happening and people are not motivated to be playing together and all that. But for now, like for so far, it's been all going so well. Like for this first year, like you said, like Eric was saying, like we had been playing together before and individually forever. But it's been going so well for us that things are just going well right now.
And what's the big dream here? Where do you see yourself down the line?
Down the line, doing the same thing, writing music and performing, just probably in better venues and that kind of thing.
There's some big stuff coming up, which we're very excited for. We're playing in Toronto for Canadian Music Week coming up, which is going to be a great showcase for the music. And I'm really pumped. We're going to be doing a tour across Quebec and Ontario and hopefully a little bit more out east this summer, later in the summer.
Cool.
We've definitely encountered plenty of roadblocks along the way, but it seems that our luck might be changing slowly. Don't quote me on that, but so far, so good. It's been going pretty smooth lately.